Nothing Heard. We've got NAKPR Bob with KD8MMH Mike on deck. Go ahead, NAKPR Bob.
Okay, Mike. Not a whole lot going on here. I did close one of my campers, the one up in Lupton. I closed that on, when did I do that? A couple days, or Friday, Saturday. I can't remember now. Friday, I think. Yeah, it was Friday. It was Friday. And everybody else had theirs closed. There's probably, there's maybe a couple dozen people that haven't closed yet up there, but out of the 200 sites. But it's always sad. I always have a good time up there with everybody. Got a lot of family and friends up there, so. But I just got my other camper I have here in the yard. I got to close that, but I got issues with that. That have to be taken care of, and I can't fix it. I looked on YouTube and whatnot, and it's just like, no, I'm not sure what you're doing, and I'm not gonna try and deal with it. But trouble is, those RV companies, you know, they like General RV and Camper Camping World or whatever it is, they get like $200 an hour for service. I'm like, good God. But anyways, I did see a review on the Baofeng radios, and they did a review on a UV5R, and they said it was a clean radio. You know, as far as, I don't know what they call it, spurious emissions or whatnot, but they said it was a very clean radio. And for the prices of these things, you know, you can't beat it. And recently I bought a UV5RM, which is a 10-watt version of the radio, and plus it's a tri-band. It has the GMR frequencies, plus 440 and 2 meters. And trouble is, I'm having trouble programming it. I can't figure it out. I don't know what's going on. I figured the other ones out, but I can't figure this one out. Maybe somebody knows. And I still haven't got my All-Star working. I've got all the stuff, but even got my notes, but I can't figure it out. I can't get it to work. But anyways, thanks for doing the net, Mike. And 73s, everybody. Have a great week. Back to net control and KPR.